Neurodiversity and hormones, understanding the connection. As a neurodivergent person, I've spent a lot of time exploring the connections between how our brains work and the many factors that influence our experience of the world. One area that's starting to get more attention lately is the intersection of neurodiversity and hormones. This is particularly pertinent to me at the moment as I start to navigate the early stages of perimenopause. Just when I thought I'd grasped a better understanding of myself, things start to change again. We don't talk about this intersection enough, and it's time to change that. For autistic and or ADHD folks, these hormonal changes can impact us differently, and we need spaces where we can connect, share, and make sense of these experiences together. That's why Caroline Milne and Menopause and I have created Rooted and Rising, a gentle, nature-based retreat for autistic and or ADHD folks who are approaching or in their menopausal years. Autistic and ADHD Menopause Retreat, Rooted and Rising, Saturday the 22nd of November 2025, Hazel Hill Wood, near Salisbury. This day has been created as a restorative, nature-based space to pause, reflect and reconnect with your body's natural rhythms. You'll be guided through gentle discussions and coaching activities exploring how hormones influence energy, mood and executive function and how you can better understand and support yourself during times of change. Expect grounded, woodland walks, opportunities for shared conversation and practical takeaways you can use long after the day ends. I believe it is essential to develop more awareness about how hormonal fluctuations intersect with neurodivergence to promote understanding for and of ourselves, and also for others. That could be our partners, wider family, friends, education, work colleagues, or medical professionals. Book your place. A gender-inclusive perspective on neurodiversity and hormones. When we talk about hormones, it's really important to recognise that we're not just talking about women. Transgender, non-binary, intersex or gender non-conforming people make up a significant proportion of the neurodivergent community. Research by Warrior et al. 2021 found that transgender and genderqueer adults are 3 to 6 times more likely to be diagnosed as autistic than cisgender adults. Notably, this only includes those who have been diagnosed. Many remain undiagnosed. Based on global estimates, between 3 to 9% of transgender and gender diverse adults may be autistic. That means hormonal experiences don't always align neatly with gender identity. For transgender people who are transitioning, the effects and impacts of their hormone treatment can be similar to those experienced during perimenopause because of the huge fluctuations. Why this matters. Whether you are neurodivergent or neurotypical, you have hormones. But what we're starting to understand as more neurodivergent people speak out about their experiences and as research into this area slowly gains traction is that being neurodivergent can sometimes amplify the effects of hormonal change. This can make existing challenges feel heightened or bring new ones to the surface. Recognising this can reduce self-blame, increase self-compassion and encourage better support, whether that's adjusting expectations, creating more accommodating environments, or exploring strategies that actually work with these fluctuations rather than against them. Even now, hormonal factors around puberty, pregnancy, and perimenopause are rarely considered, let alone integrated into how we assess, diagnose, and/or support neurodivergent people. What sits within the intersection of neurodiversity and hormones? Many elements of the neurodivergent experience sit within the intersection of neurodiversity and hormones. Here are just some of the key factors: executive function, sensory processing, emotional regulation, stimming and masking. Executive functions. Neurodivergent people tend to struggle with their executive functions, which means that it can be challenging to start, stop or switch tasks, organise, prioritise, self-monitor and evaluate, remember things, control impulses, manage time, attention and focus, regulate emotions, think flexibly. If you want to know more about executive functions specifically, you can read this blog post that I wrote purely on this topic. Research has identified that challenges with executive functioning increases at times of rapid decline in estrogen, Engertal 2024. Considering that estrogen supports with dopamine function, which in turn supports executive function, that makes sense. This same research found that estradiol contributes to a range of functions, including learning, memory, fine motor control, pain perception, and mood. Estrogen being linked with dopamine in this way means that people who menstruate and or are entering perimenopause are essentially experiencing a double whammy of symptoms. Impact of changes with executive functions. Forgetting everyday tasks or losing track of what you were doing midway. Difficulty switching from one role or task to another. Feeling foggy or unable to plan ahead. Increased frustration or tearfulness when things don't go to plan. A survey conducted by Attitude magazine found that 98% of respondents with ADHD experienced hormonal related changes in their cognitive function, and that this also impacted their mood. It also impacted their focus and attention, their memory, as well as their emotional regulation too. Sensory systems. Many neurodivergent people experience sensory differences, being over, hyper, or under, hypo, sensitive to input or fluctuation between the two. If you want to know more about how sensory processing can be different for neurodivergent people, you can read this blog here. Hormonal changes can affect this sensory processing. At certain points in the cycle, sensory input might feel overwhelming, or conversely, there might be a need for more stimulation just to feel regulated. Interoception is a lesser known sensory system which is responsible for being able to perceive our internal bodily signals and interpret them into meaningful actions. This can include things like being hungry, thirsty, needing the toilet, being hot or cold. This is also the foundation of our emotional regulation. Impact of changes with sensory processing. Heightened or undersensitivity during certain phases. Feeling physically uncomfortable in clothing or crowded spaces. Forgetting to eat or drink because signals aren't clear. Increased fatigue or headaches from sensory overload. Emotional regulation. Hormones and neurodivergence both affect emotional regulation. Shifts in estrogen and progesterone can magnify emotional responses, making it harder to stay regulated and or recover after stress. Estrogen supports the activity of neurotransmitters such as dopamine and serotonin, which influence motivation, focus, and mood stability. As mentioned above, when estrogen drops, just before bleeding starts or during perimenopause, dopamine activity can dip too, making emotional regulation and executive function more challenging. Progesterone, meanwhile, affects the calming neurotransmitter GABA, which helps quieten the nervous system and promote rest. Fluctuations in progesterone can therefore impact anxiety levels, sleep, and sensory sensitivity. For neurodivergent people who may already have differences in how they process emotion, which links with interoception, the sensory system that's responsible for perceiving our internal signals and state, and how these neurotransmitter systems function, hormone or shifts can feel more intense and unpredictable. Impact of changes with emotional regulation. Feeling on edge without clear reason. Sudden irritability, tears or anxiety. Needing more time alone after social or work demands. Feeling disconnected from others or withdrawing to perfect energy. Stimming. Stimming is short for self-stimulating actions. These could be things like fidgeting, leg jiggling, flapping, rocking, vocalising sounds or using sensory tools. During certain parts of the menstrual cycle, people can rely on them more and or find their stimming behaviours might become more intense. For some, they are subject to assumptions from others that these changes in stimming are signs of distress, anxiety, distraction or agitation, when in fact they're instinctive self-regulatory responses that help that person manage sensory and or emotional fluctuations. Stimming is an instinctive way neurodivergent people enjoy calming, soothing and supporting themselves, and therefore recognising stimming as a form of regulation rather than a problem can make a huge difference in how someone feels supported and understood. Impact of changes with stimming. Using stim tools more frequently or seeking stronger sensory input. Feeling self-conscious if stimming becomes more visible, audible. Suppressed or misunderstood stims can sometimes be redirected into less helpful or self-harming behaviours as the body searches for another outlet. Trying to hide or stop stimming can increase masking and internal stress, leading to exhaustion, shutdown, or emotional overwhelm. Masking. Masking is the act of hiding one's true self, often out of fear of rejection or because of a desire to blend in. For autistic people, this can mean suppressing stims, forcing eye contact, mimicking social behaviours, and essentially performing a role that is exhausting and unsustainable. Dr. Devon Price, Unmasking Autism. When someone is struggling, they may mask more, consciously or unconsciously, working to appear fine to fit in. Or they may find they simply don't have the capacity to mask at all. Stress can also be a big factor here. When demands are high, some people may not have the energy to maintain masking, which can make them appear to be struggling more or worse to others, even though it's actually just a shift in what's visible. Hormonal fluctuations can impact this too, affecting how much energy is available to manage social expectations and norms. Impact of changes with masking. Others' interpretations. Hearing that your communication is aggressive, blunt or rude. Experiencing burnout from prolonged masking. Keeping up appearances is much harder. Feeling misunderstood when others interpret unmasking as regression. Understanding, awareness and acceptance. These overlaps help us to understand just how interconnected these experiences are and therefore why awareness is so important. Many neurodivergent people have expressed that menopause played a role in discovering their neurodivergence. As hormonal changes intensified certain traits, they began to recognise patterns that had been present throughout their lives, leading to self-identification or formal diagnosis much later in life. Awareness leads to better support. When we don't have the right language or understanding to describe what's happening, it can lead to frustration, self-blame, or feelings of not coping. But when we do understand these connections, we can start being kinder to ourselves and making adjustments. Another intersection not discussed in this blog post, but essential to this conversation, is the impact on mental health. With many experiencing increased anxiety, low mood and exhaustion, yet still receiving little recognition or support. It's important to recognise that what can appear to be a mental health need on the surface may, in fact, reflect unrecognised autism and/or ADHD, something that is increasingly being uncovered among those diagnosed later in life. If someone doesn't understand themselves properly, how can we expect them to take care of themselves and advocate for what they need? Whether that's advocating support in the workplace, in relationships, daily routines to match energy levels, or simply recognising that we're not alone in this experience. With awareness comes choice and the possibility to create environments that truly support how we live and work at our best.